Hello, and thanks for joining everyone everywhere who is kindly listening. Thank you, and welcome to episode number 213. Wow, thanks for getting us to 213 episodes on the Business of Life Masterclass podcast. For our very appreciated listeners, here is the question to please consider. How much do you value family, and how much do you enjoy your work? Well, here's believing that you are up to this sometimes seemingly opposite sides of life, because today's episode of the Business of Life Masterclass is focused on how we bring work and family together for a good life, a good living, and good outcomes. So let's get going as we love to deepen our learning and, you know, just gather all of these actionable tips. So hello again, everyone. It's Debbie Lundberg, Performance and Mindset Coach with Presenting Powerfully.
Barb Zant here, media sales leader and founder of the lifestyle brand, the Stay at Work Mom. Debbie, who is our guest who can show us ways to incorporate life and business, please?
Happy to share, Barb. So she was born and raised in the Tampa Bay area, and many of our listeners already know that's where we are based. So we are thrilled. She still resides here. She loves that she lives where people vacation. And you know what? If you think about it, it's true. We get to be where people vacation. So if you don't live here, everyone, come and vacation here with us. So she was a chef by trade before joining the family business long-term. And while she enjoys what is happening in her work, she misses certain parts of being a professional chef sometimes. And I think that's good for us to think about. It's okay to miss something. So further back in time, she was able to play on a club soccer team when she was 16, allowing her to travel and compete in Europe. And she enjoyed playing the game as goalie. And that's the one thing I always think that is a huge net to cover with no padding like in hockey. So 5 years of that. Wow. So she's been in the family business for 17 years in total, starting as a customer service rep. And she's worked her way to the president of both Frank Crum, the PEO, and Frank Crum Staffing. So please welcome Haley Crum.
Morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's definitely an honor, especially after I've watched so many episodes and seen who you've had on this show. So I'm excited and delighted to be here with both of you.
Well, welcome, Haley. And you were invited on the Business of Life Masterclass podcast today because you are seasoned in change and family business. Our listeners will likely be intrigued because many are challenged with being fully present for both. And each really has a high priority, myself included. So since you have turned into our podcast and, you know, I know you're a listener and a watcher, in one sentence, what stood out specifically that made you want to be on the Business of Life Masterclass show, please?
Well, I think every episode that I've listened to has some takeaway for me. One thing that I noticed from Debbie is the fact that I'm slightly jealous that she can get away with 6 hours of sleep, where I feel like I'm more of like a child and I need like 8 or 9. And if I don't get it, I'm inherently cranky. So we have that. So, and then you try to be present while being cranky and under sleep or like lack of sleep. And it's not a good combo. But I would also say that it challenges me. You know, being present is something that I definitely struggle with. One of the things that I learned from Debbie early on, because she's also my business coach, is that she never looks at her phone or takes it out, you know, during our meetings. And that sets a good precedent for me and something to watch and emulate. So I try really hard. I'm not perfect at it, but it's definitely a journey. So I would say like, those are my two big takeaways. So I'm working towards 6 hours of sleep and being good. I have a ways to go.
Same, Haley, same. Sounds good. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on our show. But before we get started on our podcast four, what is one thing that you are super excited about right now and how you're leading your life?
All right. Super excited right now about how I'm leading my life. I am actually really excited from a professional standpoint. We've worked, the team and I have worked really hard to prepare ourselves for a go live on Monday. This tech platform will essentially like spear or push us into like the future generation of staffing. Right now we're doing things very antiquated. We couldn't find the right system, but it's such a big lift, and I couldn't have done it without my team. And to watch them all come together and pull out their strong suits, and I got to learn something new about each of them, you know, something that perhaps I didn't know, like somebody's detail oriented or somebody really likes tech and I had no idea. So that's something I'm very excited about right now.
That is great. Since you are excited, please share if you were to have a song, a walk up to music for life song, what would that be?
Yes. So easy answer here. And it's kind of unfair because months ago, Debbie actually talked to me about this. And so I had been thinking about the answer to this for like forever, but it has to be 311 Amber. So I'm not sure if you guys know that song. It's way old, from like the 90s, but it's a really fun.
This is way old.
Yeah, very just chill song. But I love it because it talks about the person's energy, like just being like full of life and just kind of happy-go-lucky, which is not me all the time, but it's something to, you know, work towards.
Well, you know what, Haley? It's a fairly new addition to the show. We do allow / encourage people to sing or hum a few bars if you want.
Oh, I think you would lose listeners.
Okay. Well, I'm in that boat as well. Sadly, I did sing with Lauren Jarrett, and we realized that it would probably have been best if we hadn't. But okay, so we will check that out with Amber. Yeah. So while we are thinking about walk up music and songs, we're going to, let me see, can we, you know, lead us out, or could we phase that into the Business of Life Masterclass podcast 4? You know these, Haley. These are the 4 questions we get to ask every one of our guests who kindly give us this time and ideas. So, like everyone else who's answered those before you, are you ready?
I am.
All right. So we already know it's not 6 hours of sleep. I'll still go with, what time do you get up in the morning, and what is your morning routine that gets your day started right?
Great, great question. So currently I get up most days at 4:30 a.m. If I don't work out, then it's 5:30. However, I will tell you, I'm going to try 2 things that I learned from you recently. Number one would be to not set my alarm for 4:30, but 4:31 or 5:31. And I'm actually going to try putting my phone in the other room where I can hear it, but not, I'm always afraid I'm not going to wake up in time. And I actually have started using my Whoop on my wrist to wake me up because it doesn't have noise. It just vibrates. But I will tell you, if I'm extra tired, it won't wake me up. So I've slept through it before.
You know what? And I believe you use Apple. No matter what, that alarm's going off. You can turn off every sound and the alarm goes off. And you can choose different alarms because some of them may not hit your tone. So you have an opportunity to check that out. All right. So once you get up, and now going to be 4:31 or 5:31, what happens next?
So if I work out, I mean, before I leave the house, a new thing that I've started is to not pick up my phone. Or if I pick up my phone to leave the house, I don't look at my email until I'm done with my workout. If I don't work out, then I'm doing my quiet time. I have like a morning and evening quiet time where I kind of set my intention for the day. So regardless of who you believe in or what you believe in, I think it's really good to center yourself. I find that when I don't make that time for myself, I get off center pretty easy. And then a lot of times in the evening, when I'm putting my kids to bed, I realize like you missed your quiet time this morning. So everything, it's like a domino effect. I love my workouts. I think it's a natural way for me to like reduce and eliminate anxiety. I can tell you that when I skip that, it's not good for anyone else, including me. So I don't run. I have a lot of respect for you. I love the fact that you set mileage goal. I've never heard of that for weeks, like, or however many weeks of the year, 46 or whatever it was. I'm like, that's kind of cool. I'd have to change it up since I do weightlifting, but I'm like, all right. Maybe I set it for like X number of reps for 1 month or something. I don't know. But
right. And that's something you can even include Shelby and your kids in, if they have something and you all have a challenge, then how do they do? It could be about school and reading. It could be about a project. You think anytime you have those goals, that allows you to have a planned accomplishment, because you set the goal, you take action, and that becomes that planned accomplishment. So, you know what? And thank you. I cannot take credit for the 431. I appreciate that. Brian Kornfeld, who was on our show in our very first year, he inspired that, and it has stuck. It really has. And people will say, what's the reason? And I say, the reason is Brian Kornfeld, and yes, he's a rocket scientist, said that that way you don't feel like you're boxed into a time. Like, oh, you don't get up at 4:30. You get up just after it. So I'm glad you like that. All right. So number two, what's something other than your morning routine of either that quiet time or the workout and now eliminating that phone time on for email, Haley, what's something other than that, that is what Barb likes to call that extra oomph or something special that gets you going to a level of success that you feel like if other people would do it, it would assist them too?
Yeah, great question. And I think I thought about this long and hard because there's so many, like there's a handful of things that came to mind. I think the biggest thing that I am still learning to do is make sure that I've had my calendar. It used to be not so long ago that I would literally every single minute that was free space on my calendar would be filled with something. And I realized the psychological like drain it had on me, not even realizing it. And I was steadily like walking toward burnout. But if I just, you know, padded like 15 minutes between each meeting and then really like thought about when I was best at doing certain things, like if I'm going to be doing strategy, I want to do that first thing in the morning because my brain's still free from the clutter of the day. So I try to schedule those meetings first and then like way late afternoon, more admin to and prepping for the next day. Now, I will tell you, I'm not perfect at it yet, but I can definitely see a difference in my well-being and my emotional state. So I would say that right now we're so busy and, you know, I'm tired of saying like I'm too busy or I'm this and that. And then, you know, recently, not to be like a Debbie Downer, like I had a
friend. We call them Dottie Downers. We don't call them Debbie Downers.
Dottie Downers. that's actually awesome. I had a friend, you know, pass away unexpectedly, and we had lunch once a month, and it reminded me and instilled in me again that like being too busy is not okay. Like it's an excuse. It's not okay. And, you know, it's really sad because I don't get that time back with my friend, and she was deathly ill like before the last lunch and she canceled. And so I feel like, and then she passed away. So it's 43, very young. So it kind of reminded me at 41 that, you know, to take every day as a gift.
Right, right. Take that as a gift. And to your point, you know, and sorry, absolutely, you have our sympathy and sorry for your loss, that even out of something like that, while we can, unfortunately, our psyches can beat ourselves up, it's really heartwarming that you chose to take that loss as reminding yourself in a positive way of what to do instead of beating yourself up over it. So I'm sorry for your loss and thank you for sharing that too. So it leads us into something else about people. Certainly our third question, who or what, because it doesn't have to be a person, it could be an experience, has been the biggest influence of your life, Haley, and all the success you've created throughout the way that you've incorporated into your family business and when you were a chef and your family. So who or what has been the biggest influence? And really importantly, what have you done with that influence?
Sure. Another very tough question. On its face, it seems pretty easy. And then you go to like narrow it down to one and I'm like, I can do this person and this person. But one person who has been a constant in my life, like no matter what turn I made or what mistakes I made, especially in my younger life, my dad would absolutely trump anyone else. And you know, he wasn't perfect. So we've had our like bumps and bruises, but I will tell you, looking back, like he is the epitome of unconditional love. he always wanted the best for me, even when I didn't know what the best was. Like, I'm here not only because I did the work and was willing to follow him, follow his lead, but like he was persistent. You know, when I was still in the culinary world, when my grandfather passed away, for a year, he courted me to leave the restaurant industry and come work for him. And I really did not want a desk job. I thought I was going to get fat and just sit there all the time. Like, because I mean, when I was in the culinary world, I had six pack. I looked great because I'm lifting stuff all the time. I was very active. And, you know, I blinked and it's set over 17 years and just everything that I've learned and the mistakes that I made, but took something from it. You know, when I was younger, I remember thinking like, I just want to make $60,000 and it's not all about money, but I remember in my head, like that was a fortune. Mm-hmm. And just the strides I've taken and like the jobs I've been able to help create, to help other people make a livelihood and to
right.
Like, their professional career. And, you know, these people, you know, I've got just under 500 employees. They really are an extension of my family. Some of them have been here since I was a teenager. So I kind of wow. grew up with them. Yeah. There's one lady right outside my office that I used to work like side by side during the summer with, and and she's still here. So it's
right. And your dad's created such an environment, and then you're able to put your own stamp on it, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know where this is going. And while we love the positivity, we turn this around a bit on the fourth question with just simply, is there something that you see people doing now that if they would stop doing it? And I realize part of what you said earlier is to stop being so regimented in your calendar. Is there some sort of action or activity, though, that in addition to that, you see that is really holding people back and removing it could move them forward?
Yeah, I think the biggest one that I see, and I work on this myself too, is like, try not to speak, like don't speak negatively internally to yourself, like quiet that negative energy and that negative vibe. And like, one of the things you actually taught me too, is like, sometimes, you know, it's not anything, it has nothing to do with us, like an engagement with another person, it might just be that they are going through something hard. So I really learned to try to step back and like survey myself when I've left an engagement and it seems off or didn't sit well with me. Instead of going like, you should have done this, or Haley, you didn't extend enough grace, you know, learn from it, of course, but like psychologically speaking, that you are what you think you are.
So well said. You are what you think you are. Well, thank you for answering our podcast four. I see Barb looking down at her notes, picking what she wants to challenge me with. So I'll anxiously await Barb's direction for what we're doing next, because she is certainly our leader on all of these things.
Thank you, Haley. I feel so inspired as I always do on these. And I do have three pages of list, and I was writing down that last quote. I really like it. I've heard it not like that though before. And I love those. And I put them up in my office and share. So that's going to be one of mine. And another, I also need 8 hours of sleep. And you have 2 wake up times, the 1 minute off. I've been doing that since Brian. I vary from 1 to 4 minutes. I'm going to work on a challenge. So it won't be a mild challenge, maybe a step challenge. I'm going to do a challenge with my family. Absolutely. And also work in some pad time a little more. So I typically will put, you know, I'll do my blocking, but I don't pad that extra. And that is what I'm going to work on. Debbie, your list might look a little different, but are you willing to incorporate some of these or all of these in the next like 5 to 10 business days so we can share our results based on Haley's experience and answers?
Yes, I am. I promise, commit, will not set an alarm until 8 hours one day. I don't know if I'll do 9. I'm happy to, you know, and I'm not saying as I've, you know, we joke about it and I know you all teased me about it a little bit and I'm okay with it. I certainly don't think it's better. It happens to work well for me. So I don't want anybody to ever think, I think, get up out of bed. Haley, to your point, you have to know what works for you. I'm going to see, though, because I do tend to wake up and go. Now, I promise to do that. I'm going to set a different goal than the 26 miles and figure out something new to incorporate, to your point of let's do that. And I'm also going to check out the alarms because I don't love the sound right now. And Apple, when they did an update, and that's, you know what, that's on me, not Apple, because I can go in, as I just said to you, Haley, I can go in and change it. So yes, Barb, I am ready to do them and ready to share.
Think of me with a challenge. Maybe we could do something together there. Okay. And I'm also going to look at my alarm. So Haley, that was almost enough, although I could spend all day with you. But as we wrap up, what is one additional or final thought that maybe our listeners didn't know before they are listening to our podcast? It just could be a quick closing statement so we can learn just a little bit more about you. What would it be?
Yeah, I mean, this has been an absolute pleasure. I would say, especially since the topic is family business or family and business, I would say sometimes, I mean, like, you take the good with the bad. So people, I think, have come up to me over the years and been like, isn't it so great you get to work with family? And I'm like, yeah, on Sundays. And then on other days, like, because they know you so well, it is absolutely a growing opportunity and they challenge you. So I would say sometimes it's not all that what it appears to be, but it's still a blessing.
You know what? It's still a blessing, even if it's not all that it appears to be. So I don't know if there's a song about that, but we certainly appreciate your comments. If you had a walk-off mic drop song, Haley, so we know Amber from the beginning, what's this one?
Gosh, probably Limp Bizkit, Rollin'.
Oh,
I love the energy of that song, and it's a little heavy for my taste now, but like back in the day, like that was a good song. Like before a soccer game, like put your earbuds in and.
You know, there were no earbuds when you were doing that.
I know.
You had headphones.
I did. The Sony Walkman.
The Sony Walkman.
Well, thanks so much, Haley.
All right, thank you. Listeners. Please know you can stay connected with Haley Crum on social media under her name. And of course, you can follow Frank Crum or Frank Crum Staffing on social media too. Similarly, you can follow Barb and me on Instagram and Facebook as the Business of Life Masterclass. And Barb is the Stay at Work Mom. I'm Debbie Lundberg, most places. And so if you're interested in things like that, please follow along.
So if you like the insights you heard, not only follow along, but rate us 5 stars and share our episodes, please. We are committed to providing you 5-star guests and inspiration, just like Haley. So please do provide us feedback. We really do implement it. And stay tuned for our follow-through episode, which will be in under 2 weeks, where we will share what Debbie and I did implementing the ideas that we talked about. So thank you for joining us for this episode of the Business of Life Masterclass, the podcast for successful people embracing every chance to accomplish and experience all you can in business and in life.
Listen, choose, do. Thank you.
Thank you.